96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Versatility with an unexpected low price. The 3E compact utility tractor at Prairie Land Partners John Deere packs the horsepower landscape professionals need to mow, grade, haul, and load. Not to mention quality, reliability, and a great low price. Stop by any of their 15 locations or visit them online at prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 19th of July, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Extension 4-H agent Corinne Patterson. Corinne, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. You're really close to getting the 4-H portion of the fair kicked off, aren't you?
I know. It has come so fast. I cannot believe it, that we are kicking things off with our competitions on Friday, July 30th, starting with the dog show, the hand pet, and cat shows that are all open to the public. So if you have an interest in learning more about what these 4-H'ers do with these projects, a lot of these activities, we are so excited to invite the public back this year.
Come on down and see it for yourself. Exactly right. After a COVID year last year, but Corinne, an exceptional job, though, by all involved, I think, last year, if we could back up just a little bit, at least being able to put, the 4-H portion of the fair on and have the kids get their work, judged and completed last year.
Oh, it was such a blessing. And all of the partners who made that possible, including you guys at KBOE, to have that access for people to view and to see it from afar, or those in the community who we encouraged not to get out and come, they were able to see that. And the great thing is, I'm so excited to hear you guys are offering that again and the great sponsors who make that possible. We're going to do a lot of Facebook Live coverage too, do interviews with the kids. Again, so if you are excited to see about all the different things 4-H has to offer at the Lyon County Fair, there's going to be a great online option and in person.
Well, Corinne, the 4-H'ers have been working hard for months, to get ready for the fair and all geared up. And they're selling, fair tickets right now, aren't they?
Yes, you can get an incredible discount if you want to go to the grandstand events. The fair board puts on some of the best grandstand events in the area, or we know they are the best. And our 4-H'ers have the opportunity to sell those tickets. They're $5 less than what you would pay at the gate. So if you can't find a 4-H'er, give us a call at the Extension office. We'd be happy to connect you with one of those 4-H'ers out in the community, or stop by. We'll see what we can do to make sure you can get those discount tickets. They're selling them through probably about July 25th, the turn-in time for that, and to get it back to the fair board in time. So catch us early.
Corinne, is there any change to the different activities, the different 4-H events than there have been in years past? Anything new that's on, or any existing 4-H events that are off the schedule from years past?
Well, we haven't taken, nothing's off. Everything's on, but we did spread things out. Every year there's some change, and that's what's so great about the Lyon County community. They're willing to change and try new things. So we have several of the contests that are in the Anderson building, the judging's being separated out into individual nights. And so I want to remind 4-H families, make sure you read the fair book to see what night you're exhibiting, or meeting with the judges to talk about your exhibits. And then also open class this year. It will be during the day on Thursday, August 5th. So entry for open class is from 11:30 to 1:30. And, of course, open class doesn't have conference judging, so judging begins behind closed doors at 1:30. Then we are going to have the Anderson building on display for the majority of the weekend. Typically, we don't have the Anderson building open until 5 p.m. on Saturday, but with everyone working together, we're getting it open on Friday night. So after the beef show, you can come out and look at the Anderson building, see what all the placings are. Of course, through Saturday, I did have a typo in the fair book. Sunday, we won't open the Anderson building until about 1, I believe. But make sure you come out and see the Anderson building while those awesome projects are on display.
Yeah, that's Friday, August the 6th from noon until 9, and then through Monday, I guess 10 until 9. The Anderson building will be open, something we were not able to partake in last year. Now, some adjustments were made due to COVID last year, obviously, Corinne, and you did a little bit different with the premium sale. Is that going to be the same case this year? What are you going to do there?
Well, the Fair Board really, I think we got great feedback about having the arena actually larger, and so we will have it set up the same way. The Fair Board's made great plans for that. And we also are lucky that the sale will be online again.
Okay.
So if you are a bidder and want to participate from home, Lance Fullerton and his crew will be doing that online. And, of course, all of our other great auctioneers who help, you can bid in person or reach out to a Fair Board member. They are awesome at taking bids and helping support that. So we can't thank our local businesses enough for making sure those livestock projects are possible for those kids.
Yeah, they brought in some good numbers last year, didn't they?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, so incredible the support that young people receive. And a lot of people think of 4-H for agriculture, and it is an important part of 4-H. And so being able to support those kids who want to produce food for us and carry on the livelihood, it's awesome that our community does that.
Speaking of that, Corinne, for folks that may not be all that familiar with 4-H, what are some of the different options that 4-H students have available to them, I guess, throughout the course of the year in addition to the fair? And really, what are some of the lessons that 4-H provides for those students that go well beyond the fair each and every year?
Well, that is such a great point. It's so easy to be involved in competitive events or entertainment, but 4-H is so much more than that. We have competitive events and we have entertainment. But the big thing is that young people learn in project areas like photography, rocketry, entomology, the dog project, the hand pet project. I mean, there's so many different clothing from bymanship. If you're a young person loves to be get into style and purchasing, you can have them involved in 4-H and do purposeful purchasing. And they know what to add to their wardrobe instead of just buying fast fashion. I mean, there's so many things that they can learn from foods and nutrition. That's one of our most popular projects. But you spend time learning about those projects throughout the year. We've had competitions that began clear back in October. Shooting sports is another great example. Our young people are in a safe environment where they can learn to handle guns, to be respectful, and to understand what all goes into a firearm, and then they can practice shooting from BB gun on up to trap. And I know our shotgun kids competed this week. So we do have some of our fair activities already going on as far as the competition part, but it's because they've been practicing all year.
Well, there is a lot going on. We could talk for hours here about the activities, 4-H activities at the Lyon County Fair. Grab a fair book to take a peek at all the schedules and all that is offered 4-H-wise. And I mentioned last hour, Corinne, I'm really, really impressed with this year's cover on the fair book. I love that.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Grayson Hanlon had that idea. He drew a little pickup in a trailer, and then this is what NavRats helped bring to life. So it's a fun shirt this year. You know, fun for the whole herd. That is what the Lyon County Fair is. No one's left out. Don't forget all the fun things for our public to try and participate in some of the livestock part of the fair. We have that Pee Wee Showmanship Night with the pedal tractor pull on Sunday. I believe it's August 8th. And so all of that is welcome to the public to participate. The kids will be out and actually having a little petting zoo. So if you're young, you're under 3 to 6 year olds, want to learn about the livestock projects or even just get to pet some of the animals that we have, We are excited to have the public come do that in the open air environment of the fair up there at the show barn.
It is a couple of weeks of fun for the whole herd. Lyon County Fair or bust.
Bet.
All right. Hey, Corinne, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Corinne.
Oh, we appreciate you too, Ron and Chuck. Take care, guys.
Thanks. Corinne Patterson, Lyon County Extension 4-H agent. We'll be in touch with Corinne Moore as the Lyon County Fair, Chuck, nears.
Absolutely, and I did want to let you know, too, that as far as newsmaker segments are concerned, the only one that we have available this week happens to be